Alright, good morning. First and foremost, my name is Dr. Rex Booth, superintendent here at Trigg County Public Schools, and we are very, very excited to have you all with us today. This is something that we have looked forward to for quite some time. We were approached about the idea of a stronger implementation of agriculture in the classroom that was standards aligned last year about this time, and our initial reaction was like, absolutely. Because one of the things that we value here at Trigg County Public Schools is about the experience and the authenticity. And how much better could we do than bring agriculture into the classroom? So when we found out that we were going to be having the opportunity to welcome all of you all with us today and kind of see what's going on, we were fired up and excited about it. So on behalf of our school district, welcome. One thing that I think is very, very important is that we recognize Miss Abby Forkland, who's kind of taken the lead on all of this. So just want to give her a huge hand. She has done a tremendous amount of work, not only for this event, but throughout the entire school year of making sure that we get that implemented strongly in our classroom. So with that, I think I'm turning it over to Miss Mattingly. So thank you all again.
Thank you so much for having us today. One of the reasons why we selected Trigg County as one of our stops this year, this spring for the All In for Ag Week, is because of that growth. And we know that whenever we show up and we come to town, that is an encouragement for continued growth. We've been in multiple counties so far this week. We've got multiple counties still left to go through today and tomorrow. But one of the things that we get to do whenever we come visit is see what it is you're doing in person, in life, and then continue to tell your story well beyond Trigg County, which is fantastic. And I've already been able to do some of that, even though this is the first time I've ever been in Trigg County. So just a couple days ago, we were in Adair County, and they were asking, how can we enhance, how can we open up more doors for agriculture education? And I was able to say, hey, listen to what Trigg County's doing. And so I love being able to do that, and that is really what this entire work is all about. It's about opening up more doors so that kids have more access to agriculture education. And at the end of the day, some of them will choose to go into agriculture as their career, which is fantastic. And some of them will choose a different career. And we need people in all different kinds of careers, so that is also good. But even those kids will be adults who understand where their food comes from, what it takes to get clothing and shelter and all the resources that agriculture provides. And that is why we are continuously working to improve resources and access to agriculture education across the entire state. So thank you for being a part of that progress, but also not just being a part of it, but being a front runner for it. So to the local school board, to those local leaders who are making that work happen, to Abby, who's making incredible changes and all of that progress, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. If there is anything that we can do, any resources you need, any barriers you face, by all means, please contact me. I'm happy to be a part of the progress and helping you all continuously grow. With that, we do have a very special guest. We have Ayla Tolentino today. She is the author of Millie's Farm Day. It is a fantastic book. I'm going to let her kind of talk about her experience with that. But we are so, so proud that we have been able to produce a book through Farm Credit and the Dairy Alliance in a book that is written by Kentucky kids, illustrated by Kentucky kids, for Kentucky kids about agriculture. Who better to tell the story of agriculture than the next generation of agriculturalists? So Ayla, would you like to speak?
Yeah, so with the contest that the Kentucky Department of Agriculture held, it was a contest of writing a book and about dairy cows. And so when I immediately heard about the contest, I thought, okay, this is gonna be a great challenge because I have ADHD and I'm dyslexic, which means I have trouble reading and writing. So when I heard about this challenge, I thought, what is a better way to tie in ag and one of my maybe least favorite subjects, ELA or English, and tie them together and make them more fun? So I wrote Millie's Farm Day about my friend Kenzie Dickerson, who lives out in Shelbyville on her own farm, and her first ever cow, Millie. I wrote it all and I showed it to Kenzie, and she started to tear up. She was so happy to see that I was talking about Millie and her on her farm. But I just want to say thank you to the Kentucky Department of Agriculture for holding this contest and giving Kentucky kids this opportunity to teach others. Thank you to the Dairy Alliance and Farm Credit for being sponsors and being a part of this. So yeah, thank you guys.
One of the things that I get to talk about a lot is the progress we've made and all the different projects that the Department of Agriculture has been able to grow in over the last year and a half. None of that would be possible without the support of Commissioner Schell, and then of course Jay Hall, who is our Executive Director over Ag Marketing. So at this time, we're going to have Jay come forward and bring some greetings on behalf of Commissioner Schell.
Thank you, Bethany. Commissioner Schell couldn't make it today, but I do bring greetings on his behalf, and thank you for the work that you all have done. This is critically important, not just for the future of agriculture, but really for the future of our economy, especially in this region of Kentucky that is so focused on agriculture. When Commissioner Schell talks about the importance of All In for Ag Week, he talks about making sure that our kids who are now maybe three or four generations removed from the farm understand where their food comes from. We've been to programs where we've brought animals in for the kids to pet and to interact with. And a lot of these kids, they can't even identify what a cow is or a goat is or the difference between a goat and a sheep. So it is critical that we educate them about agriculture, the importance of agriculture. But in addition to that, they're learning skills this week of problem solving and how to solve real world problems that occur on our farms and in our communities every day. We're not going to be there in the future to solve these future problems that we don't even know exist yet. They're going to be there. So that's why this is so critically important, so that we can raise the next generation of problem solvers for Kentucky. So thank you. Thank you for the work that you all do every day, not just Ag Education Week, but every week educating our kids. Also want to thank Bethany Mattingly. Bethany was the best hire we ever made at the department. I will say that. I think Commissioner may probably agree. She has done a fantastic job in organizing this All In for Ag Week, not only in the spring, but also in the fall. It was so good in the spring last year. Commissioner said, how fast can we do one in the fall? And she made it happen. And we have seen growth year over year now. And I think we're getting to the point where we may get close to that 100% participation rate. So no pressure. Anyway, thank you all again. I cannot wait to see what you all are doing.
Thank you so much, Jay. You may have seen on our social media, on a lot of our different accounts and posts, that normally at this time we roll out a map and we all sign it to commemorate this day, which is such an important day, such a special day. I believe in two things: honesty, and if you can tell a funny story, you should tell it, as long as it's school appropriate. And the story I'm going to tell you today is that last night I packed up everything, had too many bags in my hands, had the map under an arm, and set it on top of the truck. And that map is currently somewhere between here and Henry County, Kentucky. So we do not have that. However, I did bring an extra book. Ayla, do you still have that? So what we're going to do instead is we're going to sign the book, so you get an authentic author signature. You get all the signatures of anyone here who would like to see that. And then whenever we have our next meeting, which will be in April, I will bring a map to our big three meeting, as I call it, with Lieutenant Governor, Commissioner Schell, and Commissioner Fletcher. We'll all sign that for you, and then we'll send it to you, because we do want to commemorate this day and make sure that you all have a resource that will continue to live in your schools for many, many years to come, hopefully. That map does tell the story of agriculture, because it does show every single county the commodities that are grown and most popular in that county, and the amount of revenue that is generated from agriculture. So that kind of information is very powerful in a story to tell the next generation of agriculturalists. So, Ayla, do you mind bringing up the book, and then we'll go ahead and give that a sign?